Hey guys, welcome to the Governor Lee Experience. My name is Governor Lee and I am your super duper host. Yes, it feels like it's been a very long time since I, picked up the microphone. But yes, it is what it is. And on this episode, I'll be, talking about something very interesting, something I find very interesting, although this is something a lot of people don't talk about, but I just, probably had a lead in to talk about this. But before I get into the episode proper, I'd like to share my podcast experience. I mean, tell a little backstory into how this podcast came to be. So first off, it was in 2020. The podcast started during the pandemic, basically, because yes, I was bored. Yes, I am admitting I started this podcast out of boredom. And so far so good, so many episodes, and the podcast eventually evolved into a yearly thing. Before now I used to drop episodes on regular basis, but my schedule got all buffed up, and I had to, because I didn't want to let the podcast die, I had to make it mandatory for myself that I was going to do it every year, at least once a year. And new episodes for now come out every November 4th. And yes, if you are listening to this episode on the 4th of November, yes, it's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Yeah, that's just by the way. So this podcast episode is going to start proper with me doing a back check into my year in review. My reflection on the past 1 year, and yes, I would have said a lot of work happened this year, but I think that would sound very cliche, so I would basically be talking about it in details, what happened during the year, what I did, what I learned, and yes, maybe you could tap into my personal life from this episode per se. The year started on a high note. It started with me setting goals. I wanted to achieve this, I wanted to achieve that. I think one of the prominent goals I still laugh at is the fact that I said I wanted to take my fitness seriously, right? And because I can see some pot belly growing in some areas that I don't want it to grow. But yeah, and then moved into work. My work sort of evolved into something more deeper. But I had to make a lot of work decisions. I hired, I fired, I was there were months where I was brutally challenged on, oh yes, these people I hired, how am I going to pay them? Right? There were months where I was on very high points. I mean, I was doing so well. And yes, compared to the previous year, compared to last year, I think this year so far, I prioritized staying indoor. I'm not saying I necessarily stayed more indoor, but I think I prioritized staying indoor. I mean, if I got any opportunity not to leave my house, I would happily jump on it. Because, yes, it's crazy out there, and it's really not easy, having to juggle so many things together, and, showing up for your loved ones, and also being there for your friends, and having to prioritize your own mental health. So it's a lot. And okay, when we talk about money, I think I probably made more money this year than last year. Yes, of course, business did super, I mean, more than we did last year. And me, for I think, yeah, it's just a reflection of that. I probably made more money than I made last year. But of course, the more the money, the more the expenses. The more you make, the more you feel responsible for. So, I mean, it's not easy if you are first born in this life. I mean, if I had the opportunity to go back in time and change my position, will I change it? Will I not? Maybe not, because me personally, I like doing hard things, right? I think that's one of the things that keep me going when times are hard, right? I feel like it will be more rewarding. So that's why I play at the league I play in, I mean, mentally. So yeah, we are going to go into the podcast proper right now, and tune in
Stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. So yeah, we are in the episode proper now, and I'll be talking about influence and impact. Yeah, but I said earlier that these words sort of spike a meaning in my head. But I would like to ask you, I would like you to think through this. What crosses your mind when you hear the word influence or impact? What comes to your mind? What do you think about? How do you process it? So personally for me, I, based on a definition I picked up online, it says that influence is the ability to have an important effect on something or a situation. And yes, when you go about your, I mean, being very practical, when you go about your daily business, what do people pick up from you? I mean, when you walk down the street, what sort of influence you have? When people see you, when you, you know, relate to people, what sort of vibe do you protrude? I mean, what do people sense when they relate with you? And then on the other part, we talk about impact. And yes, when you meet people or get the opportunity to deal in certain capacities, do you leave people better off or do you leave them worse off, right? How do you impact them? Do you impact people positively or negatively? Or should I ask this question? Are people motivated to want to do better when you tell your story? Or does your story inspire you yourself? And yes, a couple of things. Or on the other hand, do you come off as a people pleaser? Do you like to, you know, metamorphose into what people think of you? I mean, when I say this, let me be very clear. Do you metamorphose into people's expectations? I don't want to say what people think of you, because that can be related, right? Do you sort of try to fit into what people expect you to fit into, or do you just create your path and expect people to live with it? And yes, this is very important, because a lot of people do not talk about this, and it is deeper than it sounds. It is much more deeper than it sounds. And the difference between where you are right now and where you hope to get to, and all of the factors or points that you will touch on the way, is, I mean, will most likely be influenced by your audacity to do you. And when I say do you, I mean do you in a positive light, right? But of course, positive can be relative, right? You can be doing something that looks like, or that you feel like will do the whole world a lot of good, and then a lot of people are not seeing it from your perspective, right? You may be selling something that you feel like is the best product anybody could have, and then a lot of people might be thinking, oh, you are trying to harm them. But the truth is, would you rather, you know, conform to people's expectations, or would you rather want to, you know, do you regardless? So let me ask you a question. Have you wanted to do something that you think is important to you, something that you find meaningful, something that you feel like, you know, gives you a sense of purpose, and then people laugh at you? I mean, friends talk you down, or should I say, people that you sort of look up to, or should I say people that you expect to, you know, give you a push or motivate you, don't seem to do that. They didn't go ahead to do the opposite. Have you ever been in that situation? So I'll break it to you, right? I've had a lot of discussions with people, and then for most of the time, people derive motivation from external factors. People derive motivation from, you know, seeing people cheer them on. A lot of people derive motivation from, you know, people clapping for them. But the truth is, at certain points in life, I mean, when you are doing important things, when you are doing things that cannot be, you know, easily fathomed by the eye, or easily understood by the normal person, it looks as if you are doing rubbish. It looks as if you are doing what doesn't make sense, and it looks as if you are selling a product that would never sell or doesn't have a prospect, or it looks as if you are selling something millions of other people are selling,
or say hundreds of thousands of other people are selling.
And when you encounter those situations, what do you do? Do you sort of, you know, try to feed into people's expectations? I personally, I know that there's a thin line, and I will repeat it again. I know that there's a thin line between, you know, being unrealistic, right, and chasing the air, and, you know, you chasing something you absolutely believe in would work. Something that people would not see as a profitable venture or a profitable activity. And when I say profit, I don't mean money alone, right? Some people will think you're wasting your time doing some certain things. But the most important question I would ask you today is, those people that you know talk down on you, those people that say what you're doing is impossible, those people that say you are taking a rather what's the English word again? You're taking an approach that doesn't make sense towards the situation. When you look at those people that say those things, they are most likely people that have, number one, either not done that thing before, number two, have zero idea on how to even get it done, number three, you know, don't even want to see you do it. I would put in context, you would not see a musician, let me rephrase, you would not see a successful music artist, right? You won't see a successful musician, you know, look at an upcoming artist and say to him that, see, what you're doing doesn't make sense. This new song you're singing, nobody will listen to it. You won't see them do that. The only people that will talk down on music artists that are upcoming are people that don't even have the voice to sing, have zero knowledge about, you know, music, and don't even have the capacity to influence your music, right? So it is that simple. It is easier for you to talk down on somebody or somebody's goals or ambition when you are coming from the ignorant perspective, when you're looking at it from the fact that, oh, since I can't do it, then I think it's probably impossible to do.
Because this podcast is all about shared experiences, I would sort of, you know, use my personal story as an experience here. When I ventured into real estate, that was, in early 2021, when I decided I was going to do real estate, I sort of explored a lot of areas, a lot of, you know, avenues to practice real estate. And when I eventually decided that this was what I was going to do, I was going to venture into long lease. It looked like a very stupid decision. I even had people, you know, I had conversations with people, and then a lot of people that I talked to in that period, they were obviously, some of them in real estate, they were obviously of the opinion that, what I'm trying to do, nobody basically focuses on it. Even if people focuses on it, how many people do? And then, because a lot of people don't focus on it, means that there's low prospects, right, in that particular field. You know, I basically ventured into long lease real estate investment, and I tried to sell the idea that long lease offers you cash flow over a period of time, other than the conventional, you know, real estate that people sell. But of course, I'm not trying to, you know, downsell on anybody's product, but I know my product and I'm trying to sell my product. And a lot of people think it doesn't make sense. A lot of prospects I've spoken to, a lot of colleagues felt like, let's see what would come out of your part. And 2 years down the line, it's a success story, right? I've gone ahead to build a thriving business. I've gone ahead to build a business that employs labor. I've gone ahead to build a community of young minds that believe in what I do. Then I've gone ahead to, you know, influence people, both young and old, in my field. And then I've, in the space of, say, a little over 2 years, I've gone ahead to, you know, chart my own path to success. And I am basically seen as a thought leader and a person of influence
You know, when I talk real estate, the average person that knows me would listen to me, right? They would listen to me intentionally.
The next question you might want to ask is, how did I achieve all of this in 2 years? How did I, you know, go from zero real estate knowledge into becoming a thought leader in my aspect of real estate? How did I do that? The answer is pretty simple, and then I thought of, you know, writing down step-by-step strategies I feel like you can employ to get all of these things in your head. I mean, get started, no matter the field you are in, right? So one of the most important things, or should I say the overall important things you need to do, I mean, for people to even listen to you in the first instance, no matter what you do, is for you to develop expertise. You need to know something, and you need to know it extremely well. Like, you need to know that thing to the point that when people wake you up from the bed and say, oh, I think this, you're able to even give your opinion on that spot, right? You need to know your craft and know it well, whether it is engineering, whether it is tech, whether it is real estate like I do, whether it is a small business that you run. You need to know that thing very well. You need to. So that's, for example, now if you guys probably have people that you turn to when you need medical advice, a random medical advice. You have a friend that knows about medicine very well. Probably you run into a problem with your phone or your iPhone, or you can't just seem to get something done. You have a friend that you knows something very well about the iPhone that can help you out. And that's just the way it is. You need to know something and know it extremely well, right? That's the first step. And then the second step is for you to build genuine relationships. And the truth is, for you to be able to be a person of influence, people need to, you know, first believe that you have expertise, and secondly, they need to feel like it's very easy to connect to you, right? They need to feel that the relationships that they have with you, it's not just based on the fact that you need them to do your community. It's based on the fact that, yes, you care about their influence in your community, you care about their participation in your community, you care about a certain number of things that relate to them. So you're not just self-centered. And also, you need to be able to communicate your thought process effectively. I will tell you something, this might sound cliche, but if you let's take a field, for example, or let's take real estate for example. So imagine, over 2 years I've grown exponentially in real estate knowledge, and I don't put out, you know, content in social media that make you guys know I know about real estate. I don't, you know, decide to wake up one day and run a random analysis. I don't do all of those things. How would people know that I'm knowledgeable about real estate? How would I get invites to come do keynotes at real estate events? How would I, you know, forge ahead my real estate career? It's very important for you to have expertise. And one thing that is as important, or as equally important as having expertise, is, you know, publicizing your expertise. I mean, an hidden dream is as good as dead, and that's the truth, whether you like it or not. But if you know something and then people don't know you know it, then it's as good as you not knowing that thing, and because you can't monetize it. That's number one. You can't, you know, even if it's a pro bono knowledge, even if it's a knowledge that is, you know, designed to help people live better, it's not designed for you to make money off. You can't do the world any good from people not knowing. So communicating your resourcefulness effectively is also very important. And you also need to lead by example and offer value, right? I feel like most of the reasons why people would want to resonate with me, or with some other people that you know decide to reach out to when you encounter certain problems, is you feel like they can offer you value when you need it. And let me share an example with you. In the past, in this year alone, right, a lot of people have reached out to me concerning different things, right? And
more than ever, this year alone, a lot of people have reached out to me when they feel like they need to make important decisions. Right. I think I've deliberately reduced how active I am on social media when it comes to, you know, responding to texts or jumping into conversations that are trivial. But the truth is, people know that when they need to make an important decision, they reach out to me. I mean, important decisions, they know that, or they think that I might have an idea about, or I know something about, they reach out to me, right? For me, if 10 people reach out to me in a year and say, oh, Gobly, I need to get this done, what do you think about this? What's your advice on this? What's this? It is better off for me than talking to 100 people over random things that I don't find, you know, profitable, right? And that's the truth. Because in 2 years, the conversations you had will come up. People reach out to you with feedbacks of the conversations you had, right? There will be success stories, and it is in hard conversations like that that people, you know, forge ahead along their career paths, forge ahead with their life. So conversations like that are the hard truth, but certainly it is very, very rewarding. And of course, one other thing you need to do is you need to be able to empower others. People need to, you know, feel like when they associate with you, right, they can grow. When they associate with you, they can learn something that will, you know, push them forward. When they associate with you, they can find something meaningful out of it, right? They can look back and say, oh, I am better off than I met this guy, right? One other thing you need to do is you need to be consistent. this is other in practice than in theory. It's easy to say I want to be consistent with things, although there are times where situations wouldn't permit you to be consistent, but you have to always give it a go, right? And when we talk about consistency, a lot of people, you know, sort of misunderstand what it means, right? Because you want to stay consistent at something or at an activity doesn't mean you should load up yourself with numerous timelines when it comes to the activity. And that's the truth, right? If it is easier for you to do something once in a week or say once in 2 weeks, start off with that and then maintain consistency with it, rather than you waking up and saying, listen, I must do it every morning, every afternoon, and every night. It is harder, and you're not being realistic with yourself, right? Grow into consistency and then do the hard thing that you feel like you would not be able to do. I was also talking about, I talked about sharing your story earlier and contributing to the community. One thing you should also know is, when you know something, he stays with you. But the more you talk about your story, the more people know about your story, and then the more impact your story makes, right? Like I said, an hidden talent is as good as no talent, right? So share your story with your community and develop people, right? Because along the way, you might think it sounds cliche, but one of the most important things in life is people, not the things you have, not the money you have. Like I said, it's sounding very cliche, but I feel like the older I get, I realize that money is important. I mean, money affects everything that is important, but of course it is still not the most important thing. And if they ask you to do that, oh, I would give you $1 million. Right, today someone walks up to you and say, I will give you, okay, let's raise the bar, I would give you $100 million today, but I will take your eyesight. Would you take the money? No, you won't, because you don't want that kind of money. You don't want money that would result money that will come and will cost you your eyesight. You don't. So this may be relative, but I know people are deadbeats. People can be deadbeats sometimes, but you know, sometimes you can be in a situation where you are offered a sum of money and then they ask you, oh, I'm going to take your loved one, I'm going to take your mother, I'm going to take something that you
find very precious or you see as very precious, you'll most likely not take the money, right? Which means money is not the most important thing. But the truth is, you know, having people around who genuinely care for you, having people around who genuinely want to show up for you, whether you have money or not, is much more important than having money itself. I've learned this in life, and yes, that's it. And of course, being a person of influence and someone that's able to impact people also comes with its own challenges, right? There's nothing that is off challenges, because there are days where you won't feel motivated, and I mean you have doubts. There are days where you fear that you're going to fail, and I can tell you for a fact that this is entirely normal, right? There are days that I felt like, oh, what I'm doing, especially the early days, will something eventful, you know, come out of it, even up until now, right? Because there's still this fear of, oh, what happens next, what if something happens and then it sort of disrupts the whole ecosystem, what if this happens, and what if I'm not able to, you know, get this done. The fear of doubt and all of those things are one of the challenges that you may face, right? And one of the other things you need to understand is you need to know your strengths and weaknesses, right, for you to be able to learn and forge ahead and be a better person. Because as a person of influence, it doesn't mean you know all things, it doesn't mean you have it all figured out, but the more vulnerable you are, the more open you are to suggestions, the more open you are to change, the better it is for you and people around you. You know, you should admit when you're wrong, you should admit when you're doing something that or you said something that is not so right. You should admit when you took a very bad action. You should admit, right? I know it may not come off easy, right? Sometimes you let your, you know, emotions get into play, but the truth is, emotions are a big killer of dreams. I mean, me personally, I'm a very logical person. I'm a very, very logical person. When I do something wrong, I know I do something. When I do something wrong, I know I do something wrong. Unless maybe I'm just trying to ride on my ego. But I know for a fact that, you know, self-awareness is very key and very, very, very important. You also need to be able to, you know, let go of all negative mindset. You need to also know that the world does not revolve around you. You need not to be self-centered, and of course you need to do away with inconsistency and be a man of the world. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you say you are going, I mean, something meaningful, right? If you say, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to, make sure you do it. And this is highly underrated, but I feel like failure to connect with people in your space, failure to connect with like mind, failure to tell your story. I mean, share your story. I'm not saying tell your story right now. Share your story with people that you think may have similar stories. Failure to do that might sort of lead you into a place where over the years your connections, you know, sort of doesn't expand, and it feels like you're alone in your space, right? It happens. I think it happened to me this year. I mean, I was at a low point this year, and I prioritized, you know, staying indoors and peace, because I think it was as a result of fatigue from a lot of activities, yeah. But life is a balance, and you need to be able to maintain a balance of all of these things. So, yeah, I think I don't want this podcast episode to be longer than it is right now, and I've just been able to, you know, touch base on a couple of things. I've been able to touch base on the fact that over the past 2 years I've been a person of influence. I know for a fact that I've grown exponentially in knowledge and capacity when it comes to my field in real estate, or should I say my sector of real estate. And of course, I basically also talked about
what you can do, practical steps you can take. I also shared my personal experiences, and I'm not going to sugarcoat anything here. All of those things I said, they are not easy to do. They are not. So you need to first be a person that is willing to do the hard thing, right? You need to be willing to, you know, develop expertise. I think that's the hardest, because a lot of people are average. A lot of people are very, very average, and then it is as a result of them not wanting to be intentional about their growth. A lot of people are average as a result of their own hard work. You get there are opportunities for you to grow exponentially, but you just decide to be average. But I can understand that, yes, a lot of factors can, you know, drive you to be average. For example, if you are born in Nigeria, that's minus 10, right? If you are born into a low income family, that's another minus 30, right? So, and then you're born in a community where you don't see people who motivate you around, that's another factor. And then as you grow up, these things can affect the way you think about life, right? So that's where the importance of networking comes in, right? You should get out of your comfort zone, get out of what you know, and then, you know, if you want to play in the big leagues, roll with people who also want to play in the big leagues, or roll with people already in the big leagues. So guys, this is the end of today's episode once again. Hopefully, I don't know if it's possible to bring up this podcast more often, I would explore it. But for now, until we meet again, I'm not giving a date as to when we'll meet, but for sure we'll meet again November 4th next year. But if anything would happen before that time, I for sure do not know. I do not know right now. You might just wake up next month and then find another episode. You get. But yes, I think that's all for now. Thank you guys for tuning in. This podcast episode, you can share with your friends, and it's also available to stream on. Of course, if you're streaming this episode right now, you probably found it on one of these platforms. But yes, you can find this podcast episode on Google Podcasts, on Apple Podcasts, it's on Spotify as well, and you can also find it on, it will be on AudioMac as well, and a couple of other podcast platforms. Just search The Gobnoli Experience. So till we meet again, thank you guys for always tuning in. Please enjoy the rest of your day or month or year. Bye.